Can I ever give too much love? Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. Can I ever give too much love? That's the question that a lot of us ask ourselves all the time. I go around the world sitting on the bedside tables of children everywhere, bringing them love, bringing them joy, bringing them happiness, bringing them all the things that make life exciting and wonderful. And as I do this, I watch the faces of the boys and girls, and I see how much love can really bring into their world very special things. I'm sitting on the bedside table of 12 little girls, and they were on a camping outing. They were Girl Scouts, and they were out of the city on the edge of a river, and they were with their Girl Cub Master, their Girl Scout Master, and they were just having a wonderful time. But it became evening, and as they were finishing their dinner and they put everything away, and they sat around the fireside to sing songs and tell stories. And one of the girls said, "I think that Girl Scouts are so wonderful because they're always giving love." And the scoutmaster said, "Is that right?" And she said, "Yes, they're always giving love. They're always doing nice things for people, always going around making people's lives happier and joyous and all that good stuff." And the lady who was in charge of the girls, she said, "Now, what sort of illustration would you give to show that?" Well, one girl in the back, she was sort of a mousy girl, but she spoke up and she says, "Well, now, I'm with my little brother, and he's a pain in the neck, and I do everything for him, and it's not enough. He always wants something more. He always wants the things that I have. He always wants to play with everything that I am doing. He is just, I don't know, he is just something else again, and I haven't figured him out. So, how can I give love to that guy when I give him everything I got, and he just never seems to have enough?" Well, one of the other girls spoke up, and she's a very pretty girl. Her name was Helena, and she was glorious. She had blonde hair and blue eyes, and her her scout uniform was immaculate, and everything was sewn in perfect place and sort of trimmed to her lovely figure. And she was 13 years old, and she was sitting there, and she was saying, "You know, I have two sisters who are the same way as your little brother. And they just never get enough. They want everything I have, and they want everything everybody else has, and I feel that I've given enough to them. And they just really bother me terribly." Well, Penelope, who was the little girl who asked the question in the first place, she said, "Well, you know, I find that when I give love, it's a wonderful thing. And when I give love, great things happen, because then I seem to be getting something back. And you know what I get back? I get back unexpected, wonderful blessings." Well, Helena said, "Well, what unexpected, wonderful blessings do you get back?" And Penelope said, "Well, I get back all sorts of lovely thoughts from them. They come and offer to do nice things for me. They say nice things about me in front of other people. We were at dinner the other night with our grandma and grandpa, and as we were at their house, my sisters were saying, 'You know, Penelope is always giving us everything she has.' And my grandpa says, 'Well, that's kind of nice, isn't it?' And Penelope said, 'Well, yes, that's kind of nice.' And her sister says, 'Oh, that is very nice.' And her sister says, 'And Penelope never expects us to give anything back to her. And The grandma says, well, what a wonderful way to do. Now, Penelope, can you ever give too much love? And Penelope said, well, I don't know. Sometimes I think that I'm empty, and I give so much love, I just feel so empty. I feel like there's nothing inside of me. There's nothing more to give. Well, Penelope, whenever you get to feel like that, Grandpa said, you just stop and you say, I am so happy that I am able to give my love without expecting anything in return. You see, what makes you feel a little unhappy, what makes you feel a little uneasy, is that there's a little negative idea in you that comes along and says, you should have them say thank you when you do something nice for them. You should have them saying thank you when you love them. You should have them saying thank you when you do something nice for them. And you see, Penelope, and Grandpa was always so wise, if you don't really expect anything back, you just give because you want to give because it makes you happy, then you could never get anything back. Even if they give you something back, you wouldn't be needing it, you wouldn't be wanting it, you wouldn't be expecting it, you would just be giving your love. But Grandpa, it's nice to have the girls say thank you. Yes, Grandpa said, but you have already said thank you by giving it. Now, if you expect even thank you back when you give love, then you're not giving love. You're giving a possession. You possess them, and you possess their ability to say thank you for something you did for them. Now, if you really did it for them out of pure love, then you can never give too much love. Mother spoke up and said, girls, Helene, Penelope, it's also right. It's also right because I know how that is. Because every day I pour love out on my daughters. I pour love out on my family. I give everything in my heart to them. I clean the house and I mend the clothing and I wash and iron the clothing and I make the meals and I make the beds and I do the shopping and I take the kids to school and I take the kids to their games and things like that. And I'm always giving my love, and you know, they don't say thank you half the time. And Grandpa again spoke up and he said, yes, love, that's the way it always is. It was that way with us too. And because we love the children, because we love each other, because I love myself, I just always wanted to give, and I did not expect anything back. I did not expect any thank you or anything. But any time I happened to fall in a trap of the expecting thank you, then I felt I gave too much love. As you know, I never did. And Penelope said, Grandma, Grandpa, Mom, Dad, you know, you are wonderful people. You are special. And the rest of the family all turned to Penelope and said, Penelope, you are what we've been talking about. You are the purest love. And Penelope looked up from her plate. She says, what? And they said, yes. You don't even think about the hundreds and thousands and millions of things that you do for us every day. And you never even stop and wait for us to say thank you. You never even stop and wait for us to say, let me give you a hug. Let me show you how much I love you. Let me show how much I appreciate what you're doing. You just go, and you're off to something else, and you don't even think about it. Penelope, you are so precious. You are so wonderful. Can I ever give too much love? Well, only if you're counting. And then you have never given enough. Oh, there is Mr. Sandman. And see, he just floated down through the ceiling this time. My goodness, he does his little tricks, doesn't he? There he is. And he's going to put the pixie dust in everyone's face and have you go to sleep and have wonderful, wonderful, wonderful dreams. Dreams of giving love unlimitedly, unconditionally, eternally. Isn't life wonderful? Well, boys and girls, now, grab your mommy and daddy and give them a big hug, unconditional love, and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And tell your brothers and sisters, hey, you guys, you're great. And then take your teddy bear and snuggle them in your arms and let your mommy tuck you in and say, good night, love. And I say to you, my precious angels, I love you. I love you. I love you.